All right, so buckle up because this deep dive is like jacking straight into the Oasis,
Wow. Yeah.
the digital playground, right at the core of Ernest Cline's Ready Player One.
Yeah.
We're talking about dystopian futures, a whole lot of 80s nostalgia, and a virtual Easter egg hunt with, well, really high stakes.
Yeah.
So you've already got your copy of the book,
All
right?
right.
So
Okay.
we're here to help you unearth all those hidden layers,
Yeah.
decode all the messages Cline's woven into this kind of digital tapestry.
Absolutely.
And to guide us, well, we've got our expert guide right here, ready to, I don't know, break down the digital
Oh,
walls
I like it.
and uncover the whys behind the whats.
Let's do it.
Okay, so picture this. It's 2045
Okay.
and the real world. Let's just say it makes your average Monday morning look like a walk in the park.
Right. Yeah.
Energy crises, climate disasters, you name it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like reality hit the unsubscribe button on humanity.
Wow.
So naturally, when things get tough, people, they gotta escape, right?
Sure.
But not to some, like a tropical island or
Ugh.
anything. We're talking about the Oasis,
Yeah.
this sprawling virtual universe created by, you guessed
No,
it,
wait.
the eccentric genius James
Of
Halliday.
course. Of
And this
course.
isn't just some like online game, right? There's
Really?
this is life lived entirely through a haptic suit.
Wow.
School, work, relationships, you name it.
It's all,
All in the digital ether.
it's really, it's a brilliant kind of exaggeration
Yeah.
of anxieties we're already facing today, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Our dependence on technology, that blurring line between, online and
You
real,
rarely.
he just takes it to the extreme,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
And it makes us confront this future
Yeah.
where escapism might be the most tempting thing on the menu.
It's true. It's true. And in the midst of this, this digital exodus,
Yeah.
we meet Wade Watts, our protagonist.
Okay.
He's a teenager who honestly lives and breathes the Oasis,
Right.
fluent in 80s trivia
Yeah.
and completely fueled by this dream of winning Halliday's game.
Of course, because Halliday, he's like the Willy Wonka of virtual reality. Decided to
Exactly.
leave his whole digital empire to whoever could crack this elaborate Easter egg hunt hidden inside the Oasis.
It's
We're
wild.
touching unimaginable wealth, absolute control.
It's like the
It's
ultimate.
the ultimate digital power fantasy.
Yes,
And
exactly.
honestly, I think that's where the real genius of the story lies.
Okay.
Because Halliday's Easter egg, it's not just about like money or control, right?
Right.
It's his legacy.
Yeah.
It's in digital form.
It's passing the torch.
It's passing the torch.
Not to just anyone.
But not just to anyone,
He's
exactly.
looking for someone specific
Someone who understands him,
who
yeah.
shares his values.
Yeah.
Someone worthy, right?
Really.
Worthy of shaping the future of this creation.
Of his creation, yeah. And it makes you think
I know, right?
about the responsibility
That's huge.
of that kind of power,
Yeah.
even in the virtual world, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Like, imagine inheriting the keys to a universe that millions of people call home. Talk
Exactly.
about pressure, right?
Huge, huge pressure.
But Wade, or should I say his avatar, Percival,
Right.
he's just one of like thousands of these hunters, right?
Gunters, yeah.
All vying for that digital golden ticket.
Yeah.
And yet somehow, against all odds,
Right.
Wade, he stumbles upon the first key early on,
He does.
catapulting him into the lead
Wow.
and setting the stage for this epic digital
I
showdown.
love it. I love it.
And this is where Cline really lets his 80s flag fly.
Oh, yeah.
Because to find that first key,
Yeah.
Wade has to conquer this virtual Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
What?
I know.
No way.
He even goes head to head with the Lich King
Oh,
in
wow.
a jousting match.
Wow.
Like ripped straight from those classic arcade games.
I love it. It's more than just Cline indulging his like inner geek though,
For sure. For sure.
Like Dungeons and Dragons, it wasn't just a game back then.
It's a
It was
phenomenon.
a phenomenon.
It was
Your
socially.
shared experience, right?
Totally.
Brought people together.
Yeah.
And by weaving it into Wade's quest, Cline's highlighting how these shared cultural experiences, even in like the digital world,
Yeah.
can forge these really powerful connections.
Absolutely.
It makes you think, like, what are the D&Ds of your generation, you know?
That's a great question.
What are those touchstones
Yeah.
that bind you to other people?
It's so true. It's like that feeling of like swapping stories about your favorite childhood movies or books, but it's like,
But it's on this massive
yeah, it's huge. virtual scale.
Exactly. And it's that shared language of nostalgia,
right?
And how it can just create this sense of community,
yeah,
even when everything's, you know, digital.
Exactly, yeah.
So we've got Wade, right, totally fueled by 80s nostalgia,
right,
armed with that first key, leading this, like, digital treasure hunt.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be smooth sailing from here, right?
You'd think so, right.
But Cleeline, he throws in another obstacle.
Oh, boy.
And this one, well, this one comes with a corporate logo.
Oh.
It's Innovative Online Industries.
Okay.
Or IOI, for short.
IOI, got it.
And picture this, right?
Okay.
A company so obsessed with controlling the Oasis.
Wow.
That they're willing to bulldoze anyone in their way.
Seriously.
I'm talking about turning, like, this digital utopia, right?
Yeah, right.
Into a pay-to-win nightmare.
Oh, no.
And all for what?
Yeah, exactly. All for profit. Yeah. And it's interesting, right? Because it reflects, like, our anxieties about
100%
corporate overreach in the real world. You know,
it's true.
Like, as we spend more and more time in these digital spaces,
yeah,
the question of who controls them,
yeah, who's in charge,
and what they're doing with it,
exactly,
it becomes pretty crucial. And Kamali,
yeah, he doesn't
give us easy answers.
No, he doesn't.
But it makes us think about it.
For sure. He throws in these, like, seriously high stakes.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't just a game for Wade anymore.
Marker, right.
It's about protecting, like, the soul of the Oasis.
Wow, the soul of the Oasis.
And the thing is,
yeah,
Wade's not alone, you know?
Okay, good.
He's got some, like, amazing allies by his side.
Who are we talking?
So there's Art Threemus.
Okay.
Another Top Gunter, right?
Right.
As quick-witted as she is with a virtual joystick.
I like her already.
And, of course, we can't forget Each.
Yeah, Each.
Wade's best friend.
The best.
Total tech guru.
Right. Right. And it just goes to show you, even in this world, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, identity is fluid.
You can be whoever you want.
You could be whoever you want.
Exactly.
That connection.
It's huge.
That sense of community is,
yeah,
still so important.
It really is.
Like, it's that bond between Wade and his friends that gives them the strength to stand up to, you know?
To something like the IOI.
To a force like the IOI.
It's that classic underdog story, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But with that digital twist.
With a digital twist, I love it.
It's like David versus Goliath.
Okay.
But instead of, you know, slingshots and stones, right, they're using, what, light cycles?
Hey, cycles, yeah.
Avatars, the whole nine yards.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
And speaking of showdowns, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The tension, it just ramps up.
Oh, I bet.
As Wade gets closer to this final challenge.
Klein's really going to, like, put us through it.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about this climactic battle.
Oh, wow.
At a place called Castle Anorak.
Castle Anorak, okay.
Where Wade and the crew, mm-hmm, they face off against, like, the full might of IOI.
It's going down. And
Klein's not holding back.
Oh, he lets loose.
I bet.
I mean, he gives us action sequences.
Yeah.
That would make even, like, the most jaded gamer's jaw drop. You know, it's classic camp line, you know.
Oh, totally.
Blending those, like, epic battles,
yeah,
that we loved from, like, 80s movies and video games.
Of course.
But at the same time, yeah, exploring, you know, the human cost of conflict.
It's very real.
Even when it's virtual, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
In the Oasis, yeah, death, it might just be a temporary setback.
Sure, you respawn.
But the stakes, they're still high.
Oh, yeah.
And Ken Klein, he doesn't shy away from showing us the emotional toll that these virtual battles take on Wade and his friends.
Right. It's heavy stuff.
And remember that moment when Wade gets that perfect score in Pac-Man?
Yeah, yeah.
Seemed kind of random, right?
I thought so at the time.
Turns out that wasn't just Klein, like, showing off his retro gaming skills.
Oh, really?
It becomes this, like, pivotal plot point,
yeah,
showing how even the smallest details can have these huge consequences in the Oasis.
It's all connected.
Klein's a master at that.
He is. Like, he plants those seeds early on.
Yeah.
These little things.
Yeah.
You don't think anything of them.
Totally.
And then, bam, they become these moments of, like,
realization.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he's reminding us,
yeah,
that in this world built on, like, information and code,
yeah,
every little bit of data,
every bit
matters.
Yeah.
It's like solving this complex puzzle,
right,
where every piece, no matter how small,
yeah,
contributes to the bigger picture.
I like that.
And just when you think you've got it all figured out,
here comes the twist.
Klein throws in a twist that makes you re-examine everything.
Classic Klein. What is it this time?
Wade's death.
Oh, no.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't read the book.
Right, of course.
But let's just say things get a little messy for our hero.
Messy how?
It's like the stark reminder that even in a virtual world, there are real consequences.
Wow.
Real emotions at stake.
It makes you think, like...
It does. It makes you wonder.
How much of ourselves are we putting into these digital spaces?
That's the question, isn't it?
Where's the line?
Exactly. Where does the line blur?
Between online and offline.
Exactly. It's heavy stuff.
It is. It is.
But that's what makes Ready Player One more than just, like, a fun adventure.
Totally.
Klein uses all those, you know, those exciting, nostalgic elements to draw you in.
He does.
But he's grappling with these big questions.
He is.
Technology, identity, the future.
The future we're creating, right?
The one we're building right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So Wade's staring, like, digital oblivion in the face.
Yeah, it's getting intense.
But he's, you know, like any good gamer, he's got that extra life.
Okay.
Biting up his sleeve.
I like it.
And it all comes down to that perfect Pac-Man score, right?
That's right. That's right.
The one that seems so insignificant before.
Yeah, yeah.
Gives him access to Halliday's final challenge.
Okay, here we go.
Hidden behind the Crystal Gate.
Crystal Gate. Okay.
Which is like a gateway to, honestly, like the ultimate 80s nostalgia trip.
I bet. What's it going to be?
Kalen takes us into the world of War Games.
Oh, wow.
You know, the classic about the young hacker who nearly starts World War III.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, talk about high stakes gaming, right? No kidding. It's a brilliant choice by Klein, though, don't you think?
Oh, totally. Because
it plays on those like Cold War anxieties we had, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
About technology, like growing out of control.
Out of control.
And it reminds us that even our most brilliant creations can have these like unforeseen consequences.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes you wonder, right?
Yeah.
If a single computer program could nearly end the world back then.
Right.
What are the dangers of something as immersive as the Oasis, you know?
Yeah, Klein's not shying away from those big questions.
Not at all, not at all. But back to Wade.
Okay.
He conquers that final challenge, right?
He does it.
Claims the Easter egg. Wow. Inherits control of this vast digital empire.
He did it. He actually did it.
It's like, imagine holding the keys to the Oasis.
I know, right?
A world where you can be anyone, do anything.
The ultimate power fantasy.
Right.
But it comes with a price, doesn't
it? Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Halliday, ever the cryptic mentor, he leaves Wade with a warning.
Oh, what's that?
Don't lose yourself in the digital world.
It's a good warning.
It's a powerful message about finding balance.
Yeah, balance.
It's about remembering that real fulfillment. It comes from engaging with the real world.
The real world with all its
complexities, challenges.
Messiness and all.
Exactly. So what does Wade do?
Yeah, what does he do?
Does he become this, like, benevolent dictator of the Oasis?
Right. Or does he try to, like...
Or does he find a way to, I don't know, bridge the gap?
Bridge the gap, yeah.
Between the virtual and the real.
Yeah. That's the question.
They honor Halliday's legacy while embracing, you know, like, real human connection.
It's a tough one, right? Well, I'm not going to spoil the ending for our listener.
Of course, of course.
But let's just say Wade makes a choice, and it might surprise you.
Oh, what about?
A choice that shows, I think... a deep understanding of what Halliday wanted.
Yeah.
And a real willingness to put human connection above, you know, ultimate power.
That's Klein for you.
It is. It is.
I mean, he takes these complex ideas, right?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't shy away from them.
Technology, identity, responsibility.
Pretty big ones.
And he just weaves them into this story that's both, you know.
Thrilling and thought-provoking.
Exactly.
You're on the edge of your seat, but you're also like... really thinking about things.
And it makes you think about our own digital obsession.
Yeah, for sure. It's a story that really sticks with you even after you finish it.
It does. It makes you question, makes you think.
Makes you want to dig out your old Atari, maybe.
Maybe. So as we power down our consoles, log out of the Oasis for now.
For now.
We want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, shoot.
Imagine you're Wade standing at the edge of like unlimited digital power.
Okay, yeah.
What would you do?
It's a big question.
Would you try to shape a better future?
For both worlds?
For both. Or would you just get lost in the Oasis?
It's tempting, right?
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Ready Player One.
It's been a blast.
We'll catch you in the next episode.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
Ready to explore another fascinating topic.
That was good.
Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep it real.